Dr. Tim Thomas.
I'll have to check it out. I took a good nap this afternoon.
It was fucking hilarious.
I haven't looked at I rarely get in there. It's just it's been a busy week. It's been a busy like few weeks with VA stuff and whatnot. But it's Friday, May 20th, 2022, and we are live. Thank you for joining us here on Rucksack Radio, the podcast for Patriots, hosted by two veterans with one mission and 1,776 reasons, and the beautiful, brilliant Jenny on Fridays. Thank you for being with us, Jenny, every Friday.
I enjoy my time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually read that article. I'm glad that it was monikered boobies and not vegetables.
Oh, my God.
Images.
Yeah, you're right. Get out of my other chat.
There's something good for another show. Save that. I'll have to get in and look at that. I had a pair of things down today because I found a bunch of absurd stuff. I figured save some for next week too. But
thank God. Yeah, there was. I was trying to find a picture because it's like boobs, B O O B. It's like if you look down at the boobs, that's like O O. If you look from the side, it's still a B. So it's like, and then if you look from the front, it's like, so it works. Yeah. So,
nice.
History.
I like
boobs.
Word
boobs.
I like boobs.
Nice. Not going to get any argument from me.
The thing about Friday shows, they got to be difficult to kind of plan for because, A, you don't know, first of all, what I'm going to say. You don't know what Jenny's going to say, and you don't know what we're going to tag off. I mean, you could just bring up one thing, and me and Jenny just go off for 15
Yeah, no, I've learned that now after several after several
like,
months of doing
it's
these.
Priceless, like, because
doing these,
you're
you know,
focusing on what's going to happen, like, you know, like 5 minutes from now, and I understand that. So me and Phil are like, blah, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. And then you'll pick up your head and be like, shit. Like, and then you just made a
camera. Hey. It works, and everybody. If those are watching, enjoy it. Then that's great. Usually, when I go through and I'm doing the editing and stuff afterwards to get things ready for video prep, that's
Tom's got
laughing my ass off at stuff I missed. So go ahead. I mean, I always have kind of an outline of things, generally speaking. But yeah, I've learned on Friday. I've got it. Not allow myself to get frustrated if I'm in a thought because it's just going to happen.
Just go with the wrong man.
I have no issue with that when we get into like the fun stuff, of course, because that's what it should be all about. Yeah. So, monkeypox.
Oh my God, I can't even.
I'm reading about this. I'm watching stuff. It's not even really that big of a deal. It's not, people aren't going to die from this, but they're going to make it out to be something huge and horrible, probably. I've already seen some stuff going on Twitter with people. Like, I don't know where they're getting these like people, they've already war gamed monkeypox and they're going over, I don't know where they're pulling this information from and whatever. It's not, it's just a thing. It's just a thing. And what's I'm seeing in a lot of places is it's tied to homosexual behavior in a lot of instances that they're finding. Yep. So I had mentioned something today on a post that, you know, when you screw with the natural order of things, you really can't be surprised when there are unnatural results. Right.
That
I mean,
hurts
that's just
my feeling.
That's what happens. You know, do your thing, whatever.
Don't
and again, I think we've all said it. I don't care what you do. Just don't preach it to me. Do what you're going to do. I don't care. But and then just don't be surprised when we get some weird alien disease because you're doing things that biology is not. We're not designed to do.
Outside
you can
Greece.
Do it. Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you from doing it. But just
Greeks
understand.
Have been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah. Right. Well, even in ancient Greece, I mean, it was a thing too.
Oh, and
I mean, they used to. Well, yeah, but I mean, long before that too. It was a real thing in a lot of the ancient, ancient republics and ancient cultures. it's disgusting, you know, from our frame of view and in this world for most of us, I think that have any, I think just, it's naturally repulsing, I think for most people, just because it doesn't fit right. Now that's, this subject can go all kinds of tangents because you're not going to find me harassing a couple of beautiful ladies doing their thing, but I'm not. So maybe I've got a, like a, maybe I'm a bit duplicitous in my view on this. I don't want to see a couple of guys doing the Dutch rudder. You know, that's just not my flavor.
Although I'll say this, it's not like you were saying, two attractive women, but that's not something that I search out either, which is odd.
Well, I know what you're saying. It's just so weird though, because the concept of like, when I was growing up, and I've probably said this before on the show, but like you get a hold of your dad's penthouse forum or something, and it's always these berries and cream frolicking in a hot tub kind of lesbians, right? And now they're like these Burt Reynolds looking skull chewing truck driver kind of lesbians. It's just
in real life, it's our high school gym teacher, women gym teacher.
It's like, what happened? What happened? You freaks ruined the beautiful lesbos. No, it's just, that's like a carnival freak show now. It went from Penthouse Forum to P.T. Barnum.
Some of them are scary.
It's different.
Some of them are scary. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But so, monkeypox, just don't buy into the hype. It's a thing, and you do your own research on it. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's going to freak out anytime there's some kind of virus or something going on. Now, understandably, I mean, we've been conditioned to have to freak out.
Don't they have the shot for that anyway? Don't they already have the?
They do.
The smallpox shot, I think.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing I've heard is somebody said they put some kind of monkeypox vaccine component that's in the COVID vaccine, and they're saying that only people that have had the COVID vaccine are really at risk for getting the monkeypox or something. Listen, don't just see shit like that. Don't just go out there and share it and spread it unless you've done research. I can't find anything anywhere to tie any kind of anything.
Honestly, at the end of the day, which vaccine?
I wonder, because they all have different recipes.
Oh, the shots?
I know. I don't think it's a thing. I think it's just something somebody created and started and put out there, and now you got like the Q crowd that's running with it.
Of course.
Of course.
I mean, what better than monkeypox? I mean, come on.
Trump warned us. JFK Jr.'s coming back.
Now they're going to have like the one-eyed pizza with a monkey on top of the pyramid or whatever. And it's going to be all.
And then they were saying those.
You know what's in the monkeypox vaccine? Adenochrome.
The monkey from that got loose in like Pennsylvania. Remember those test monkeys or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, this is where it came from, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to see pictures now of a bunch of monkeys running around Epstein Island. You know,
we know where it came from.
Just wait. I'm telling you.
The groundskeeper just testifying. He did a video testimonial.
Planet of the Apes. We're going back to Planet of the Apes eventually, anyways. We're in a process of, you know, de-evolution. And pretty soon, whether it's, you know, 100 years from now or 1,000 years from now, we're going to be lapping up puddle water out in a field somewhere for something to drink while apes on horseback are kicking our ass. And we deserve it because we keep screwing with the natural order of things.
I told Ron on Twitter, it was either yesterday or today, I can't remember when. And you know who's really funny?
Shock the monkey. Sorry. That's pretty Brian. Thank you.
Get that song going. You have to get it going now.
I haven't heard that in forever.
You know who's really funny on Twitter? Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Living with Liberty.
He's really, really funny on Twitter.
Yeah,
he gets a lot of good stuff out there. Well, he's not in the middle of his campaign anymore, so he can let loose a little bit.
Let his hair down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show us.
You want to date him next?
Shock the monkey.
Holy shit, it's been forever. Oh my.
I feel like we need some sprocket music. Mine sprockets. We did.
Gonna wear a pyramid hat and pastel colors.
That'll end up the recorded version once upon a time someday when it all gets loaded up. that'll get make on YouTube, and that 20 seconds of Peter Gabriel will get me booted off for pirating music or something. Yeah.
That song was actually current when you started.
Yes, exactly. I will say, I'm not even going to say the A word because you know what? I got it's doing things it's right doing now. Things. So I'm just going to leave it be and massage that juju.
That's I got to
wax
that
on,
wax off. Massage your juju. Yeah.
Massage your juju.
After I get a shower later, maybe. Or in the shower, I don't know. I did my last Gibbs walk.
Don't get massage any shampoo my juju. Oh, that burns.
Oh, it's Friday. Yeah, Jenny's snorting already. Only 11 minutes in. That's good.
These visuals so early on.
Hold on. It's going to be a good show.
Oh, God. I'm going to leave the show and be like, they're both going to get the shower. This is going to be crazy. I'm going to be sitting here.
Title 42 is the federal judge said, now that's got to stay active. So, you know, the liberals now are going, whoa, you're saying that they're saying Title 40, then the pandemic's still a problem and you should wear your mask. No, dummies. Okay. We will, any conservative will openly tell you, number one, it's one of the only implements we have right now to slow the immigration problem, even though it's not being used effectively. Two, it's a much different story than knowing that, generally speaking, 70 to 80% of people in the United States have been vaccinated. More than that, probably 80 to 90% total when you add in natural immunity. We don't know these rates of all these people coming across the border. So there's a legit reason to make sure that control is in place at the border. Well, not, aren't we, it shouldn't, I mean, we have the privilege of living in this country and all we were born into. So we should have the privilege of having more liberties ourselves before other people get them coming in, or making sure we have safeguards in place to make sure that they're not infringing on our liberties. Because guess what? If these people make it in legally, they do their thing, they're not going to want people infringing on these newfound liberties they got either.
Exactly. You know, they're coming here for a reason. And like they were trying to say like 40%, they were turning away 40% for Title 42 at the border. Now you've seen how many people have come through the border. How many, 40%? Yeah. Like, holy shit. Like, if they stop that, it's going to be insane.
It doesn't take into consideration all the gotaways and everything else and the ones that don't get caught, period, you know? Yeah. What's amazing is how all of these people of color are flooding into this country by the millions because we're such a systemically racist society of white supremacists and horrible, you know, hate.
You know, Thomas, you can only say that because you enjoy your white privilege.
Yes. Yeah. It's done so much for me. Really.
Reaping the benefits of being white.
I guarantee you, if I went downtown and started shooting off a gun, I wouldn't be out in an hour on $1,000 bond.
Very soon. It's Moss's taco. <It's ridiculous. laughs>
that's racist.
Only as a former white Brian.
Making me think about lesbians again.
Making me think about the story from last night.
It's my ID. Yep.
Sir, that's a bookshelf.
It's Biden's over in Korea, just being an idiot. His Secret Service agents are getting in drunken fights on the street.
Are they really?
And getting sent back to, yeah, they had, he had two of them, or a Secret Service agent and another alphabet agency group there got into some kind of argument and got in some drunken fight and got arrested by the South Korean police. And they've been sent back to the United States.
What was it they told us when we graduated boot camp? That you're going to go home and you are now a representative of the United States Marine Corps, and you will be for the rest of your life. Representative of the United States Marine Corps. Carry yourself as such. Why don't these people do the same thing? You're in Korea. You're representing the United States. You're representing these Secret Service. That's pretty elite to be in the Secret Service.
Yeah. Well, that's because we were in the military where we generally respected our oath, and it meant something. It still does. When you're in a government position nowadays, I think, in the federal government, there's no respect for that oath anymore. You're absolutely right. You're 100% right. But there's just such – it means something different to those who I think put their life on the line for that oath than those who – just take it for granted. You know,
it's amazing to me that people, I don't know, I guess it just, it's second nature for me to think that I'm representing, you know, at the very least my family, and I want my family name to be respected. And people just don't do that. People don't care.
Yeah.
Biden's still out there too, blaming Putin for everything.
He had the bill, like he had the bill sent to him in South Korea for Ukraine, the $40 billion to sign. Like they sent it over there to him to sign.
70 million of it going directly to the administration.
You know? Yeah.
It's so, it burns me because I've been a huge advocate for let's help Ukraine. And the fact that it's been done so irresponsibly with no accountability. It's going to come back and bite us really hard because of that. But it's our government has gotten so out of control and so for themselves, you know, we all know that, we talked about it at length, but the only way is to clean it out and get new candidates in there that aren't establishment candidates. And yeah, some of them, you know, Trump endorses, great. I don't think that's the only, that shouldn't be the only benchmark, the only barometer, the only, you know, label that's put on something. Well, it's Trump supported this one, so it's good. You know, there are plenty of other people out there running that, at least Trump's a great guy, but if I were running, say I was just imagining I'm running, I don't need anybody else's endorsement. I'm running because of my, I'd be running because of my beliefs according to the constituents that I want to represent. And how they feel. I'm not, I don't want, yeah, I, for some of these guys, let me get their endorsement because everybody likes them. So but we get too, we idolize people too easily. And that's how they become these demagogues, and they get in and they turn into this big for themselves.
I'd endorse you, Tom. Actually, I already wrote you in for public office.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
some judge. I wrote Tom in for some judge. A, B, other. I wrote other Tom. And I texted you right afterwards and told you.
Yeah. Judge, I don't think I'd qualify for. But it's... But it's, you know, the corruption that we see is all the way down into the local levels within each state. Ryan witnessed that with his run for school board and stuff. And it's the case. And when we did, you know, when I worked through flipping our school board, we could see the corruption. It's deep, but nobody had exposed it before. Nobody is, it takes work to do that. But once it's exposed, the people around that in that community, they don't like it. they get rid, they purge it out of their system.
Once it's exposed, it's undeniable.
And so it takes.
People don't want to see this.
It's exactly right. Yeah. They turn.
It's really. It's so easy to do, though. I mean, it's a matter of vetting people that are in office. It's a matter of, it's really vetting is a lot of it, but keeping tabs on these people, holding them accountable, and getting records, those FOIA requests we talk about, to see how the money's actually being spent. So often opposed to how it was supposed to be spent or campaigned or said, you know, suggested or told to the public that it might be spent. We got to do that. They're not going to hold themselves accountable. So if we don't as voters and citizens, then we really can't bitch. Because yes, they swore an oath, but we know that oath does not, again, to go back to, you know, what Phil was saying earlier, you know, that oath doesn't, it's something that means something to people that really have to put their life on the line for it, but it doesn't mean, that oath doesn't mean shit to anybody else. Look at Booker. We talked about him yesterday, Cory Booker, senator, that's trying to, I mean, pretty much just shred the Second Amendment. How do you swear to uphold a constitutional oath that you completely try to dismantle? I mean, 200 some years ago, it wouldn't have gone very well for him or anybody like him. Most people that are in office today, right or left, the founders would have slapped all the way back into the ocean. Because it's gotten so perverse. I posted something the other day, you know, this Stop the Settlement Slush Funds Act. Republican Senate put this out for committee last year, and which basically prohibits, it makes it illegal for members and, you know, federal office holders, whether it's congressional, you know, members, or it's somebody in the executive, to use taxpayer funds to settle their indiscretions on like private lawsuits and stuff by converting them into donations, you know, towards groups that are going to gain them favor otherwise. Well, Schumer, it's stalled in committee. Schumer won't even bring it up for a vote, of course, because he stands to benefit. But here's the thing. In 2017, Republicans put it forward in the House, and every Democrat, I think every Democrat except maybe two, voted against it. They didn't want it. But the House passed it because the Republicans had majority control of the House at the time. So it went to the Senate, and McConnell sat on it. He never brought it to a vote. He filibustered it, basically. So it tells you something.
He's
just as bad, because that's, and he knew had the Senate passed it, Trump surely would have signed that. He surely would have signed that. So it could have become a law in 2017 that could have stopped a lot of corruption that happens behind the scenes with our tax dollars and members of government. McConnell owns the blame for that. Now that Schumer's got it, he's never going to bring it up to a vote. But McConnell owns the fact that that didn't happen, because he's just as corrupt and just as much a piece of shit as anybody else.
Sad.
So, you know, people need to realize these things. I mean, we get into these left versus right battles all the time. We need to call out the own on our side. I say it all the time on this show. We say it all the time on this show. We need to call out our own bad actors, because those are the ones that we can do something about. McCarthy's another one out there. There's a lot of them in there. I'm not liking the way I'm seeing Crenshaw behave on a lot of stuff.
I honestly don't.
He's just another McCain.
He doesn't tickle my fancy. He hasn't for a while. There's just something about him.
Yeah. There's only a handful of them in there that are doing any good. And at the same time, like the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world are just a little bit too out there for me. The other way, too.
At least she's trying. At least she's trying.
She's trying. She speaks up.
I get emails from her, from back in the day when she started. And she'll send emails about things that she's proposing and stuff. And she does quite a bit, you know, compared to the rest of them that just sit there and just talk shit. They don't do anything. I don't know what they do. They don't do anything, you know? They give interviews on TV, they talk shit, and then when it comes down to it, it's completely different. And I mean, what are they doing? They're not working for us.
No, they're not.
She's doing, I think, what you were talking about yesterday, how they go so far to the other way that knowing that there's going to be some kind of compromise coming, that she'll eventually end up just getting what she wants because she doesn't really want what she's saying she wants.
No. No, you're right.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-oh. Thomas. Thomas.
We can't hear you, Tom. Something happened.
Did you touch something? Did you touch something?
Not yet. That's later on.
Are you touching it now? I mean, Tom, I mean, you only got another 35 minutes. Jesus Christ, you couldn't wait. He's probably like, I hate you too.
Can you hear us? Shake your head if you can hear us.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Tom? That's a perfect description of
this
the show.
This is great. So we're gonna hijack it, and then Tom, you just feed off of what we say.
Jenny's video is frozen. Has been.
Oh, his video is probably 10 after the hour. I can see his video.
No, your video is frozen.
My video. Oh man.
We can't hear Tom.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see. It's like, but it's a picture of your video is just frozen.
I hope I have a good look on my face being frozen.
I don't know if it's frozen for people watching, but I.
Okay, so you guys see.
And your square lights up when you're talking.
Tom is. Not,
okay, her video is going for
six. I can see. All is well visually from all of you. Okay, it's no video is live for Jenny and Phil. Tom too, but Tom's mic shows muted.
Tom, you're showing muted if you can hear
us. See, I don't see the muted on Tom's end.
I don't either. Usually we can see it if one of us mutes.
Oh, you see muted? CC says.
I do.
Yeah. On Tom. Yeah, because I can mute my mic right now.
Yeah, see, Jenny's. I can see that you're muted when you mute. I usually will mute if I got.
That's exactly what I do. You know. Yeah, because it's annoying. I can see the mute mic symbol.
There you go. Well, your video's back, Tom.
My bad.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I didn't touch anything. I didn't fucking do anything. I swear. We're just sitting here.
Maybe you said a word that rhymed with Schmadobi.
They all sang.
I didn't. I just
I'll touch it.
One of these days, my brain's gonna explode in the middle of the show.
I'll touch it in the show.
Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna just move on.
That was your cue, probably. Stop talking politics.
But probably.
Duct tape fixes everything. Oh, that's my birthday. What year is that?
God.
2007, looks like. The duct tape bandit was arrested in Kentucky.
I was a young buck of 27 years old in 2007.
Nice. Man had his head wrapped in duct tape to conceal his identity. Walked into a liquor store in Ashland, Kentucky. The Shamrock Liquors store manager, Bill Steele, had some duct tape of his own. His was wrapped around a wooden club.
Softens the blow.
You don't chase the man into the parking lot, tackled him, held him in a chokehold until police arrived and other customers helped. So, you know, why
dumbass.
Duct tape doesn't ever come off of anything easily.
I bet like, you it took skin off.
What makes
I bet you
think?
It took skin off.
It has to. Whoa! Hair for sure.
Look how tight he's got it. His nose is smushed.
The eyebrow is definitely gone.
You breathe in that. It's like it's got to rip off his eyebrow and part of his eyelashes and everything.
Even his ears too. Oh my god, everything.
Yeah, it's not very bright, is it? That's well,
Criminal of the Year award for 2007.
Let's see if we'll do some guess the mug shots. I mean, that one was just kind of a dead giveaway. It's not much there. I've got some fun ones tonight, though. Some good ones.
Okay.
You guys see me? Are we loading?
It's not loading.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see.
Okay,
you.
Here it's loading.
Wait, I didn't see it yet. Oh, oh God. Let's see. What's it? What do we do?
He ate a Taco Bell and ripped the chainsaw apart that had to evacuate the entire restaurant. One of those ones where your cheeks actually clap from farting.
This guy definitely broke into someone's house with his mom.
Did not brush his teeth for a very long
time. Man arrested in Ogden after joggers say he chased them with a gardening tool along a river trail.
Was it a hoe?
It was a hoe. Was a hoe.
He chased someone with a hoe.
Matt has been charged with assault after allegedly chasing two joggers with a large pair of tree trimming knife.
That's Ogden not
River Parkway
fun.
Trail.
No. Should have been
the aggravated assault, third degree felony in relation to the incident. Tupa reported a man with a curved blade had chased them, yelling obscenities and unintelligible words. doesn't look like he has much intelligent things to speak of.
I'm sure he didn't write a postdoctoral thesis on astronomy.
Right. Police were called to the area and reports of a man yelling and banging on things.
<He's> punching his hoe. Saying something about people. Bitch better have my money.
People are strange. People are strange.
Are. Brian is all about the 80s music tonight.
I'm going to have to look that out then.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is going on with this guy?
Oh, he definitely jumped in front of some kind of vehicle or moving something.
That's mace or pepper spray.
Yeah, is he wearing mascara? Is that what dripped down?
Anthony Cifuente, 37, made workers so uncomfortable while he was inside an Ocala Dollar Tree.
Florida.
And police stopped him. Yep. Dollar Tree employees described a strange man that had been lurking near their store. It didn't take Ocala police long to find him. He wore a business suit, rode a black bicycle with a green monster sticker, wore a helmet, and had bluish purple paint smattered all over his face.
It was lunchtime. Come from work.
Why the fuck are you bicycling in a suit in Florida?
Oh, white people. He was picked up. It turned out he had a warrant. He was wanted for writing bad checks.
No.
That's a bad.
Can't you see him wearing a suit? Clearly, my checks are all good. Ignore the face
suit.
I'm a representative for Monster. Yeah. See the sticker on my bicycle?
They are everywhere. Yeah, there's a bunch of crazy mofos everywhere.
What do we think here?
This is a classic example of man follows girl into women's bathroom identifying himself as a woman.
Oh my.
And the dad identified himself as the daughter's protector.
Yeah, and I'm going to go along the same line. Like, he went after my birds outside, and this is what happened. So,
Florida man. It just happens this way. I didn't search for Florida man stories. I just searched for insane criminals, basically, and it's just 90% of the time we're Florida. So, Florida man accused of driving around naked with an electronic device attached to his penis.
Tell me it was a shock collar. It would have Point to be longer Beach. Than 3 inches at least.
Boynton Beach responded to Orange Drive when an alarmed resident reported being propositioned by the naked man who was slowly driving through the neighborhood.
Slowly.
Slowly,
slowly, slowly.
He's got, what is that, that butterfly thing for women?
The suspect later identified.
Hey, look at this. You want some?
The suspect later identified as 56-year-old Kurt Allen Jenkins, reportedly drove by the victim and gestured for the victim to look at his groin.
Look who I'm going to the party.
The victim noticed an electronic device with wires attached to Jenkins' penis and called the police.
It sends an electric shock every time I say fuck.
When police arrived, Jenkins refused to comply with their demands, forcing them to tackle him to the ground.
Oh, yeah. God, tackling That's, naked
Let me
man.
Tell you, there's nothing worse than having to handle naked people. It's not enjoyable.
You just gotta hope you don't get tackled. Especially Florida.
He was only a couple of minutes away from an elementary school when they spotted him.
He's got to register for the rest of his life.
Yes. Yeah. Jenkins was arrested and being charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition, exposure of sexual organs, and resisting a law enforcement officer.
I could have rationalized his behavior up until he didn't realize he was by a school.
Yeah.
There's no word on what the device was. It appears to be some homemade type of implement that Jenkins had assembled himself.
Redneck ingenuity. Yep. This here thing, man, card.
It's got like it's like a toaster without the shell sitting on the passenger seat.
This here calls a prime prism. I got to get a shot to get some blood drawn out of it.
This is my electromagnetic penis pump. Creates an energy field.
It pulses it before I'm even done.
Bonus is, it takes care of hair removal at the same time.
Better than duct tape.
Oh, man. Oh, fucking white people.
Oh, shit. It's too hot to be laughing.
Oh, my God.
You're making
my vein pop out my forehead.
It is spicy up in this room. Ooh, mama. Sorry. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh man.
Is this a holler on there? Oh, so I am a holler back girl. Oh, it looks like
he shit. I don't know what he's got going on here.
He probably did. Wow.
You got a poopy mouth.
Wow.
Scowling Florida man with a pile of tattoo on his head.
Did he have any identifying scars, marks, or tattoos? Yeah. Wearing mascara, had turds around his mouth, and he had the word holla on his forehead. Wait, written in there? No, tattooed. Hulk Hogan post-divorce. Oh, you are not going to be able to upload this.
That's a jam.
Oh, no.
Turn this off. How do I stop it.
Okay. All right. So Florida man
is arrested after cursing at a hospital nurse and throwing his coffee.
That's it?
Yeah. He's arrested after becoming unruly while visiting a friend in the hospital at Fort Lauderdale.
Go fuck yourself. I'll read this budget clause. 98 degrees.
Charles Easter was arrested for disorderly conduct and was allegedly escorted out of the hospital by an officer and proceeded to curse at a nurse, according to an affidavit. He then threw his coffee at the wall.
You can't curse at a nurse.
I don't think you just get generally disorderly anywhere, but especially in a hospital. Easter also has teardrops tattooed on his face because he's badass. Holler! I'll kill him on the fire. Holler! His address is listed at large. He also has a tattoo on his back that says, "I bet you weren't."
Lower back.
This is a tramp stamp.
He's perfected the back arch.
Easter, originally from Brooklyn.
That's so Brooklyn. Oh, asshole.
That fucking
lengthy rap sheet.
That's the whole story, yeah.
He was recently arrested for wearing a pink bikini while dancing on a sidewalk, panhandling for pictures? Money.
What's wrong with that?
I want pictures of that. That's great.
Who among us has not worn a pink bikini?
The Hulk.
Oh, you fucking... You boring son of you.
Hey, you call me a sheep?
You as a sheep, I am not one.
We're just getting started here, folks.
You will refer to me as sir.
There's more to come.
Do you understand me? Sir, yes, sir.
This is like, yeah, I thought this was Andre Rison at first.
What's his shirt it say? Comes. Here comes what?
I don't know. Homeless woman.
Oh, wait, that's a woman?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm calling Bravo Sierra.
Homeless woman cuffed for twerking in front of school bus.
Does he identify as a woman? Because there's a lot of chin hair on this woman.
27-year-old homeless woman was arrested in Lake County, Florida.
That bitch has got a better goatee than I can grow. Rival strongs.
Oh, man. She was arrested in Lake County, Florida after she allegedly began twerking in front of a school bus full of children.
That's illegal?
Well... It goes on. According to the police report from the Lake County Sheriff's Office, one of its deputies witnessed Valerie Dixon grab her private area and scream profanities at the bus. She bent over at the waist, holding her ankle with one hand. She then used the other hand for grabbing her genital area.
Pull like a Michael Jackson.
The kids on the bus were all looking out the windows as the woman carried on her vulgar behavior. Yes.
I mean, the facial hair alone explains why she'd be sexually frustrated. She cannot be getting any.
I don't know. Today's the age.
Somebody. Phil, somebody's fucking mad.
I have never been that desperate.
She has a history of complaints against her. She doesn't have a criminal history, but she's been banned from several local businesses.
For twerking? For twerking
and grabbing her ankles.
I'm guessing it's probably very similar behavior. Everywhere.
A razor gad? She needs a wax job. She's a laser hair removal for her chin.
She needs a set of clippers.
You got hair on your chinny chin chin and some titties. It's a very confusing boner right now.
Thank you.
Oh, the chat reaction.
Oh, look at this one. Oh boy. Oh.
Are these actual like mugshot photos?
Yes. God damn. These are real things.
Smile. Oh, yeah, he's special.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, God. He's sleeping.
Florida man, high on meth and bath salts.
That's exactly right. Oh.
I don't know. Where's Chinchilla at? What state is Chinchilla?
Oof.
Sounds like it's probably a Texas or New Mexico thing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, it talks about constables here, so it's probably Canada. Well, it could be England, too, I suppose. I don't know. Police arrest naked drug-riddled man found yelling at a tree.
Hey, we used to have a friend. He would get drunk, and he would try to, like, hook up with, like, you know, weird objects.
Yeah, this has got to be in England or something. A man who was high yelling at a tree in a suburban paddock has been capsicum sprayed by police after he lunged at them armed with a tree branch. Chinchilla police have yet to finalize the charges against the 24-year-old man after officers described the incident as unique. Bizarre incident unfolded when a concerned resident found the man in a vacant block yelling at a tree and punching the trunk. You're never going to win that fight.
I have a new phrase for jerking off.
Punching the trunk.
Punching the trunk. Excuse me, I'm going to go punch the trunk.
I think we got to punch the clown. He got to come with a batter in the trunk or something. I got to go commit bam and batter in the trunk.
So he was assaulting a tree.
Yeah, Chinchilla Police Senior Constable William Batten said officers found the man in the process of damaging a tree before he attempted to jump over a fence. His efforts were successful only in ripping his clothes, at which point police alleged the man turned on office while still armed with a tree branch. So the man became enraged and made an aggressive run toward police before losing his pants. Get his pants hooked on the fence and they fell off. He was running at police with a tree, branch.
Apparently a 3-inch hard penis.
Officers were forced to use OC spray on the man in order to detain him. He was hallucinating and under the extreme effects of methamphetamines and other drugs.
Does meth make you hallucinate? I didn't know that.
Ah, no. This is in Australia. Senior Constable Batten was stationed at Logan, south of Brisbane, before moving to Chinchilla 4 years ago. That he became very violent and came at police with a tree branch. In terms of his level of how affected he was, it was right up there. I don't know if it was a bad batch of drugs or what. Yeah, it certainly was. It certainly was. He was expected to face multiple charges. One officer sustained a shoulder injury in the arrest.
He's just creepy. That's just creepy. He's a creepy fuck. Ugh.
He's trying to fuck the tree. Leave
the tree alone.
Well,
the tree said no. And he was not having it. He was almost.
He wasn't doing that.
Raping the tree.
Attacking. He was just attacking the tree. There was no tree rape involved. But this next gentleman, however, from Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Ah, I was going to guess Ohio.
Yeah.
Half-naked man seen humping trees and eating their branches.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. We're a tree
fucker. We got a tree fucker.
A man arrested for humping trees and nibbling their branches. They have been under the influence of some sort of drugs.
Well, he likes it. Makes his trunk on. His bitch. Or had. You got to say it with a New England accent.
Somebody hung a Me Too sign up on the tree now.
But they didn't nail it in.
No. Man arrested for humping trees and nibbling at branches may have been under the influence of some sort of drugs, Deputy Chief of Police in Connecticut said. Police recall the reports of a half-dressed man in a garden who was humping trees, screaming, and eating branches just before 3 p.m. on a Thursday. Middle of the afternoon, in the middle of the week.
I got an idea. Let's do day drugs and fuck trees.
When officers arrived, the half-naked suspect, who they say was acting irrationally, it's completely normal.
Sir, stop fucking a tree.
He disappeared into a nearby house. The terrified occupants of that house left almost immediately. So he was in somebody else's yard. And they just ran into their house naked after he was humping and eating their tree. Suspect was identified as 36-year-old John Figner. Emerged from the house and was quickly taken into custody. Arresting officers say that suspect spat at them and tried to kick them as they ushered him into their patrol car.
Well, at least he didn't try to fuck them.
Officers recognized that Figner was in a state consistent with possible hallucinogens or a psychotic episode. No!
The hell you say? That's impossible, Captain Obvious. Could you imagine being a cop with the last name of Obvious and actually making Captain?
I know a Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, how sick of that shit is he?
Oh, ghastly. He's actually a captain now. But he was a lieutenant for a while. Hey, Rucksack Radio will be live again Sunday morning, May 22nd. This Sunday, again, Phil and I are going to have a good show on some talk about resources out there for veterans. Everything from, things in the community you can get involved in to programs and benefits for veterans to mental health resources for veterans. And these things are also good. I mean, a lot of these resources are good for anybody to know, but especially if you maybe are a veteran or have veterans in your life, they may not know how many things there really are out there that they can take advantage of. These things just don't get enough discussion. And so Phil and I want to highlight some of those things. So we're going to spend much of Sunday morning show talking about that. So I hope you'll tune in at 9 a.m. Sunday morning, the 22nd for that. If not for yourself, for others that you can share the information with, I'm hoping my plan is to that Sunday then morning after that episode, upload the a new page to rucksackradio.com, similar to the Our Government tab, but it'll be a veterans tab and all the resources we talk about on Sunday. There'll be links to all of this stuff on the website then. At least to be able to centralize some of that and direct it to people. Some really great resources in there for families of veterans too, that to understand, great video stories of veterans that have gone through certain crises, be it PTSD or other things. And there's testimonials on there of families, how they worked through it. And so it'll be really good stuff. And these are things that can apply to absolutely anybody, but we want to highlight some of those things, and especially everything from, again, those resources to volunteer opportunities veterans can take advantage of, to so many programs that are out there that I just don't think that's nowhere out there, because unless you get into the VA system and try to seek these things out or find out about them, you just don't know. There's not a good process for it. Back in the time when Phil and I got out, and sure, I'm sure the same as our friend Brian, who watches the show, that there wasn't, the transition out wasn't anything like it is nowadays. You just, bye, go home now, you're done. There wasn't much. I think there was a couple hours where you met with, somebody in S, whatever. You got some, here you go, here's going to be your discharge paper, don't lose it, and all that kind of stuff. Go, when you get home to your city, go have this put on microfiche down at the courthouse, and there you go. That was kind of it. Well, now there's a lot more transition programs to help veterans, so they're just not dumped back into society.
Civilians are shit birds. You're going to have to deal with them. Do the best you can. Don't kill anybody, please.
That was basically what they told us here. Don't lose your discharge. Don't lose, because I had an honorable, and they're like, don't lose this because you can't get another one. And you can't just go around killing everybody you meet that you don't like. Don't do those things. You should be okay. I'm sure nowadays you can get a replacement. I don't have mine. Mine was lost, and I lost my house. So I don't have my. I've got to look into that, because I have. I don't have any of my honorable discharge certificate. Any of it's gone. I have it. It's all in my records, but I don't have the actual certificate. Whatever. But yeah. So, but we're gonna have a lot of different resources that we'll share. Thanks for tuning in live tonight. Appreciate having you in the chat. Go to rucksackradio.com to find out more about the show, also to support the show if you're able to. Really appreciate you helping us continue to do this, especially in a time when it's, I know it's tough for everybody and things are crunched. But we love having a voice and being able to do this. And we've got one more story yet tonight.
Oh, the showstopper. Yeah.
Yes. We got another one yet here, Phil. It won't be too hard to guess, like, maybe what, at least the location.
But, yeah, it's Florida. I want a Walmart story.
It's not Florida.
Looks like Detroit. I mean, that dude looks like Kid Rock.
Oh, God. Right? He does look that's like, oh, my God. Oh, it is Walmart, though.
It's not, though. It's not Florida. It's not the Midwest. We're going out west this time to Las Vegas.
Thank God it's not New Hampshire.
It's a little weird out there, too. Yep.
Cinnamon roll can explodes inside man's butt while shoplifting.
Oh, so many questions.
Let's see if we have the answers. 41-year-old Martin Klein was arrested after he experienced shoplifting gone wrong in Las Vegas. Mr. Klein and his partner, Jerry Weiss, had stolen several grocery items from the Las Vegas Walmart. Reportedly, Martin and Jerry went shopping, in quotation marks, at approximately 11 a.m. and headed towards the breakfast food aisle, because who doesn't love shopping for breakfast, right?
Brecky's the best.
Best. Both guys had taken several cans of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls from the aisle and headed towards the bathroom. According to security cameras, Martin and his partner entered the restroom and hung out for nearly 20 minutes before exiting.
Oh, yeah, because they were shoving cans of biscuits up their ass. That doesn't take 5 seconds, man. You got to loosen the area up. You got to try to put some fucking lube like, in there. Yeah. They didn't think about their body heat causing the yeast to explode.
God, I can't even.
Jonathan Peterson, employee of the store, said I went into the bathroom to wash my hands and I heard a man on the went into the bathroom to wash my hands.
Oh, it hurts when so I heard good.
And I heard a man in one of the stalls moaning. I had no idea what was happening. Oh, buttery. Oh, they're so buttery.
But you can smell it.
It's so buttery.
Oh, my God.
Soon after, Martin was approached by Walmart security after they noticed the two men enter the bathroom. Martin told his partner to find his mother in the front of the store.
I want my mommy.
My boom boom hurts.
I got a can of busted biscuits up my ass.
Security then proceeded to ask him and ask them to show him the items you take. Show us the items you took into the restroom. After he denied any allegations of taking anything, he walked away to meet up with his partner. Security followed him as he met up with the other person he was in the restroom with. Michael Jones, a security guard at Walmart, said, "I grabbed Mr. Klein, and that's when his friend squeezed KY jelly in my face."
Joke's on you, Rent-A-Cop.
Ballpark.
You got biscuits up our ass.
Hold on. He got the KY jelly in my eyes, and on the floor. I attempted to grab Mr. Klein, and that's when both of us slipped on jelly and fell. I fell on top of him, and that's when I heard a loud popping noise coming from Mr. Klein's pit.
Oh, 98.6 degrees.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
sir, are you okay? I am now.
Mr. Klein screamed loudly, and then fluid started running from his backside.
I thought it was diarrhea. It was just cinnamon.
It was a mix. Both men are being held on a $3,000 bond.
That's pretty cheap. That's pretty cheap.
What is wrong with people?
I think they bond.
They got off.
I think they got off. But I think. I think in this case, the judge is like, these guys paid a price already for this. Because when those biscuit cans pop, that's violent. It's a violent rupture.
No. The cinnamon.
Well, they've got the skinnier ones now, too. They got the skinnier, like smaller ones now, too. That's still big. I mean, it's not. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, it's bigger than anything that's supposed to go in there. Yeah, nothing's really supposed to go in there, technically. But, man, can you imagine this? You grab this guy, you get KY squirted in your face.
Croissants coming out of his
asshole.
You
slip on top of him, and then you hear the busted can of biscuits pop in his pants. What is this? Did he make any noise? Like the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Just kept coming out.
And I just kept poking him in the stomach.
He's smiling now. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Certainly.
Yeah. That's what we got for you tonight, folks. I hope you enjoyed this mess. Every time I find one of these stories and grab my ass off, I'm like, man, there's no way I'm ever going to find
this
anything.
This wasn't even Florida, man.
Yet every show, there's something else. Just think, we've been doing these kind of shows with these absurd kind of stories and stuff. I've been doing, at least because I started with the Coffee with Tom more than a year ago. And think of all the stories that have been shared of absurd people. And there's still more and more. These people walk among us. They're out there every day. For all we know, we were behind this guy in traffic somewhere
just
at one point.
Prepping
in time.
The area for biscuits.
Sitting there with a pepperoni in his ass or something. Some kind of electricity hooked up to his nuts. Oh. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be live Sunday morning. I hope you'll watch that one. More serious show on Sunday morning. It'll be a good show, though. It'll be fun. Look for, fingers crossed, all goes right. Our parlor episode should be uploaded to YouTube tomorrow by noon, hopefully. I think everything's encoding. The way it's going right now, it looks like it's encoding right. Finally, I'll get that up, and then I can start getting caught up on some of
the
back shows now that I think I have a different process.
Yeah.
At least be a little bit fast.
Cinnamon with an S.
Doesn't he? Yeah, I was just going to say it's more time.
His name would be Cinnamon with an S.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have a great weekend, though. Have a great rest of your Friday night. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you hopefully Sunday.